Okay, what I'd like to do is, being that it's Thursday night, I want to draw upon the concepts that we learned this whole week, but I wanted to put it together in a different type of an idea. A little bit of a different idea. Oh my gosh. Okay, let me first share something with you. This moved me, and I'd like to move you along with it. There was a great Rebbe, you probably heard of him, a great Rebbe that lived during the time of the Holocaust, called the Piasetzner Rebbe, or Kalman Kleinemisch Shapiro. Anybody heard about him? We spoke about him in England, you know? Kalman Kleinemisch Shapiro. So let me just educate you with a little bit of history, who this man was. He was a young Rebbe, Chassidish Rebbe. He came from a whole lineage of Chassidish Rebbes, and ended up, as did thousands and hundreds of thousands of other Jews, in the Warsaw Ghetto. And in the Warsaw Ghetto, he rose to greatness, where he had the same workload, and he was tortured the same psychological trauma as everybody else in the ghetto. He decided that he's going to use this opportunity to teach Torah. Nobody else is doing it. He's going to do it. And that was the Piasetzner Rebbe. He became the Rebbe of the Warsaw Ghetto and died in the Warsaw Ghetto and lost his children in the Warsaw Ghetto. And one of the most amazing things, two amazing things, one is that every Friday night that it was humanly possible, he made a tish, you know, Chassidish tish. Wow. And he made it like 2 o'clock in the morning, 3 o'clock in the morning. And he used to go around and wake up all the children in the ghetto to come to the tish. He wouldn't, his grown-ups want to come, they can come, but he wanted children to come to the tish. And he sang with them, and he learned with them. And there are still people today that you can talk to, old men that remember being at the Rebbe's tish in the Warsaw Ghetto. Unbelievable. Thousands of stories, which now is not the time. In the Warsaw Ghetto, he authored 4 books. Imagine, when did he do this? I don't know. And one of them is called Eish Kodesh, and these were Eish Kodesh, Holy Fire. It's actually been translated recently into English. It's a really must reading, this Eish Kodesh. And what he does, this Eish Kodesh is simply the very brief. You could see he was writing under stress. He wasn't writing. He wasn't using a word processor. So he was like really under stress because he wrote things that I think today authors would take 20 pages, 30 pages. He wrote in a paragraph, in 2 paragraphs. He just wrote it, and you could sense a certain urgency in what he was saying. And every one of these, on every parsha of the week, wow, as he said it, he wrote it. And every one of them is like an urgent call for something. You know, it's just an amazing. We have songs from the Piasetzner Rebbe. Piasetzner Rebbe was one of the examples of how. When things are so tough, a person can come to such unbelievable greatness. I mean, I'm not saying that he wasn't great before that, or he wouldn't have been great without it, but this kind of greatness was just very few in history. So in his drasha to Rosh Hashanah, he says the following. He says, there's a mitzvah to do tshuva. There's a mitzvah to do tshuva. One of the 613 mitzvahs is to do tshuva. We know that the Gemara tells us that every mitzvah that we have, Hashem does too.
Wow.
Gemara says Hashem puts on tefillin. Gemara even asks, what does it say in Hashem's tefillin? What does it say in Hashem's tefillin? Because our tefillin talks about God. What does it say in Hashem's tefillin? So Gemara says it talks about, tefillin talk about us. Mikam chli Yisrael. His tefillin are about us. Nila dozi vadozi. Hashem.
Wow.
Every mitzvah that we have, Hashem does. So the Piasetzner wants to know, how does Hashem do tshuva? Think about this for a minute. Let this settle with you for a minute. How does Hashem do tshuva? What does it mean? It's us doing tshuva. Hashivenu Hashem. Hashivenu. No, return us Hashem.
Right, return us.
Oh, so how does he do tshuva?
He returned us.
So says the Piasetzner, let me tell you what he says. That, in other words, God is perfect and God doesn't do anything wrong, so how does he do tshuva? So says the Piasetzner that the way it works is that when Hashem decides to stop hurting us, then he's doing tshuva. Provocative statement that the Piyazetz there every day. Vayinochem Hashem al hara asher diber laso isla amoy, the Pasuk says that right after the golden calf, Hashem decreed that the Jewish people will be destroyed. And then Moshe Rabbeinu pleaded with Hashem to remove that decree. And then it says,